can't hear it. Thank you, E. It is Hot 97 Countdown. Put everything on your list. It's after number one. I have tickets to you to see Jay and Eminem at Yankee Stadium.
I need those tickets.
Yes. That was number two, by the way. And so I'm going to play this my interview segment now. I found this in my computer, in my interview vault. It is Tupac's birthday today. I mentioned this before. He would have been 39 years old. And the conversation that we were having, it's this little clip that I picked out. He was kind of talking about the difference between women and bitches.
Oh, wow.
If you're classic. Uncomfortable with the B word, you may want to go get a sandwich or something right now and come back
some
in a couple
water,
of minutes. Because I left it. I didn't beep it out because I felt... I did beep out the other curse words. Mm. But... Because I feel like it's part of the conversation, and it was. I just wanted you to feel what the conversation that we were having. So I left that anyway. I'm gonna play it now. It's a piece of me and Tupac. Rest in peace, Pac. Today was his birthday. After that, we'll play a Tupac song as a bonus. Then number one. Then your chance to win on Hot 97. Go ahead. Let's talk about women for a second.
I'm gonna tell you something. I love women. I'm a big. Jail has made me appreciate women, but I hate bitches even more because I love women now. Because they make it bad for real women. They make it so when I meet a real woman, she's scared of me. Because of this bitch that said I raped her. So I love women, but I hate bitches. And I try to deal with both of them in every album. I try to make a good song where I deal with the women. I try to make a song where I attack the bitches.
But you do understand and
separate. It's a difference. No, all women are not bitches. No, I don't believe that. They are women and they are bitches. And I don't believe every woman got a bitch in and none of that shit. I believe it's women and there's bitches.
Okay, good.
A woman that treats herself as a lady at all times, that's the one I'm attracted to. That's the one I want every time. But there's bitches out there. Even women know that. Women don't like bitches. I feel like I employ more women, help more women, and work with more women than anybody in the fucking world.
There you do have a lot of women around you. I noticed that.
All women.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I'm a man's man. I attack suckers, whoever they are. Whether the suckers got pussies or dicks, I attack them.
Can you talk about your marriage a little bit? Because I know you got married and that was quick.
I'm trying to give my ex-wife her life back and her privacy by not discussing it over and over again.
Okay.
But I will say that she was a wonderful person. She held me through my whole prison stay. She was there every day. We got married. She was my friend. It was never a joke on marriage. It was just we had to do what we had to do with the situation we was given. And we made our decisions. So she was my friend. She's still my friend. I can call her right now. I call her all the time and she tell me everything that's popping in New York.
She's from New York.
Yeah. She still live right in the heart of it. She live in Harlem.
You ever want to get remarried? Have kids? All of that?
Mm-hmm. After I'm finished riding.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you said that you don't have time to be married and to be in this business.
I don't, to be a good husband. And I'm one of the niggas that want to be a good husband. And I want to be a good father. So I don't got time right now. To my unborn child. Unborn child.
It's the Angie Martinez Show on Hot 97.
To my unborn